Hi guys, welcome back to the Have You Heard Lyrics Analysis podcast. This is Elle. I mean, at this point, I'm not introducing what I do. If you listen to this thing, you know who I am. Thank you. I have a special guest with me today who's very excited. So I'm just going to, you know, just introduce yourself.
I got the keys.
To what?
Guy, it's the vibes, man.
Okay.
Hello, hello, everyone. The name is Moti Ogunshina.
Your government, okay.
Creatively, I go by Motz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you just plug your Instagram or anything?
Plugs. At Motz Speaks. Motz Speaks. So there are two S's inside there. Yeah? Understand. I'm not going to spell it out, but you get I'm on other things as well, too. I think TikTok, the same thing. Yeah, that's a DJ Motz.
I know you were on TikTok.
I post random shit on there, bro. It's not even. And Spotify, currently I'm DJ Motz as well, too. Go stream Halima. Go stream a couple other songs that me and the homies dropped. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things cooking. But yes, thank you. Thanks, L.
It's fine. It's
also... L! What do you do?
I can't. But yes, I have Motz with me. We go way, 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 way back. Hey. I think we've known each other most of our lives, probably.
Yeah, we said this earlier, man.
Yes. So deep. So I have an eyelash in my eye. but while Motz is here, actually, you know, you guys know the drill. Follow Have You Heard on Instagram at haveyouheard_HYH for all your music needs. I'm doing cute things on the page. I think you guys will like it. So support me so I can blow and take the HYH farm to the Maldives. That's a very lofty promise I just made.
Guy, the Maldives.
That's the loftiest promise I've ever made in my life.
No unprompted out, you just said it.
Unprovoked. Like it was? Like a Yoruba man.
Oh, whoa.
What is like the agenda set? I guess before we start, I guess, Motz, what have you been listening to? What artists?
That's
what songs?
A fantastic question. I mean, the one we're talking about today, I've been listening to as well too a lot, but I'll let you talk about him and this song a bit more. But, what have I been listening to? Honestly, like, oh, by the way, as well, too, I said I go by something creatively. I make music, so I've listened to a lot of what I've kind of been making as well, too, and refining my sound. But besides that, in the create, like, in who's dropping stuff, Burna Boy dropped a trap today.
That's true.
It's called Kilometer.
I need to listen to the whole thing, not just the snippets.
Did they do on that song? It's like, and it's perfect because, you know, streets are reopening. So, you know, mm-hmm. You just like, just slap you guys with one song to, you know, commemorate pandemic almost being over. You know, the vibes. But besides that, some R&B here and there, getting into Crayon a little bit.
Okay, that's true. That's
pronounced his name, I be. Mm-hmm. Crayon. Mm-hmm.
Guys, because you're playing him in your car, that's true.
Yeah, no, the guy.
What has a car, guys?
Plug me.
If you're looking for a responsible responsible young man.
Plug me. We do our thing, baby. Come and hang out. I live in Los Angeles. No, as well, too.
Was giving his whole location anyway. Just...
I said, LA is a big place, man.
Fair.
Let me tell you my yard unless I vet you.
Fair enough. So, anything else that I listen to?
And then, I listen to a lot of, like rap. And trap and like some of the underground guys, like it's just a whole area of that. And I think as well to connecting with artists, I'm listening to a lot of people's like music as well too, like sharing music with people that I connect with on social media and stuff. So it's a wide variety of things, honestly, man. I can't place my hand on one specific thing, but since we're talking about Nigerian music today, Niger vibes are real. Artists coming out of Niger and putting stuff out right now, crazy.
Yeah, I've been listening to literally just one song, which is Killer Piano.
Oh,
by Golden Boy Killer.
Golden Boy Killer, yeah, man.
That's it.
Went to school with that guy too.
Oh my god.
Crazy. That song is pretty good. Yeah, nah, like
I must say.
That's what I'm saying, you know, everyone's talented, everyone's really like just kind of, you know, really really going full on with whatever they feel that they're good at, and people are showing their stuff, and the shit's hot. I can't even lie. That song is crazy.
I know. But so today's song is Woman by Rema. This was picked because I just feel like it fits Muti. Not saying anything about who he is as a person, but he will reveal himself, he will expose himself as we're here. So, but yeah, you guys know the drill.
Gosh.
You guys know the drill. I will read out the sections of the lyrics. Muti and I will chop it up about, you know, just banter about the lyrics. And then, honestly, on this episode, it's literally just one question. There's no deeper philosophical thing when it comes to Rema. Please, what's Rema saying? That's the sole question is, you know, what makes someone essentially like woman too much? What's the backstory to that? How does one become that? Oh, that actually sounds deep. Anyway, but yes.
How does one become a woman lover?
Exactly.
That should be the title of this episode, actually.
How does one become a woman lover? An analysis of Rema's woman. So we can know we've gone to school. So the song starts off, as all Rema songs start off, another banger, which... Fair. Okay. So he says, I'm in love with plenty women.
Yes.
I know I might marry all of them.
Crazy.
It no matter the shape or color,
mm.
I go make sure say I must collect.
Mm-hmm.
I get one way be my sponsor.
Crazy.
I get one way they call me honey.
You have the vibes.
One way they do me winchy winchy.
Oh my gosh.
She they do like Patience Ozoko.
I'm dead.
So, any general?
So those, especially the last three lines, I get one way call me sponsor, I get one way call me honey, I get one way they do me winchy. When she, that's essentially like the breakdown. Like you need your sugar mommy. You need your baby you love. You need your lover. You need your boo thing, otherwise known in the. let me just shut up now. And last and not least, you need. You don't need it actually, but like it comes with territory because you're involving yourself in the other two. There's going to be the one that she's going to turn your head.
She's going to be wicked.
She's going to be wicked for no reason. Do men
like wickedness in women?
It's kind of like the playing hard to get type of thing where it's like there's some spice in it small.
Okay, so you like someone who's a little feisty. Maybe not necessarily wicked, but a little feisty.
Feisty may not be the right kind of spice.
Is that rocky?
Because wicked comes in different ways, man. Like, the type of person where, like, she could just, like, say something so open-ended, and then you might just be like... What does this babe mean?
Like, so you guys this? Like mysterious babes. Yeah. You don't like me where you stand.
No, like when I still, this is like, even after we've defined where we stand. Like, okay, I know, like, okay.
Like a little bit of mystery.
But like, you're still kind of just like, because it's a little bit of like, maybe like flirtatious, interesting energy in the relationship that is not too, like, out there. Because you guys also kind of have this understanding that, like, you're playful with each other. It's not like,
she's not actually wicked. It's like,
it's not, play, yeah.
Play fighting.
Almost like that. Because it keeps things interesting, man. You don't want somebody that is just like, yeah, like, you can just, like, fuck around with and vice versa.
Okay.
Hey, keep you on your toes, man.
You guys like to be on edge, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. People that will agree, that will, like, people may disagree with this, actually, though, because some people like just peace.
You know what? I actually know men that actually just like peace.
Just consistent, just throughout, just peace.
Just peace. Just
and that's peace. Fine, too, honestly. But me, I know sometimes, men, I probably get bored.
Most like a little bit of spice. In the time I've known you, that's actually true. Deadass. I like that Rema does not discriminate by shape or color. I just want to mention important. That. I thought that was very
important.
Great. Good
important.
Job, Rema.
Important. And you can see it in his music videos, too.
This is true.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I wish I had a sponsor. Please, if you know who's sponsoring people, lead them my way. Thanks.
Which kind of sponsor are you looking for? Do you need anything in return? Just sponsor, just pure sponsor.
Just give me money.
You just want money. No, you need no appearances, no. Okay, just money.
Just money.
For your likeness. For you.
Maybe a listening ear.
Maybe listen to your problems
occasionally. Can't guarantee that I'll like you.
$74.95
Why is it $74.95
You know how you have to drop 95 so that it sounds more appealing. You can't just say 75 straight
because 75 sounds expensive. $74.99 4 cents. That's something.
5 cents.
I buy sweets.
What sweets? Yeah, you buy 5 cents.
I don't know anything about candy. No. For the kids. I don't have kids, so I don't see. Let's just
expose ourselves here. You guys like, heard that.
El does not have children, please.
El has children.
I hate this guy. Imagine me having children if I scream. Okay, so the next section he says, Wale, Kalo, get in my room, make you lie down. Body they move like a python. Love where they give me iron. He says Wale Kalo again. After the room to the palo, then make you pose for my canon. Oh, Roma is taking post-coitus nudes. I love it. Love where they boost me iron.
Rep, so that like part of that his verse. Or is the pre-vocal, because I know what that is.
That part.
What did they want like a python? That's like that's crazy. You just saying it versus how we like use this in the song as well too. I think, should I go serious or should I still be messing around right now?
No, you can't go.
I don't even know where I want to go. Let me go serious, man. Okay. So the way he like reminds us in general, like I'm a big fan of this guy because. He makes the craziest, simplest, most out of the world lyrics sound sweet and very just like perfectly like accompanying the instrumental that like he's working with. He's talked about like the sounds himself and like how, I can't remember, I was talking about this with a friend, but like how what he does on beats and music is to kind of accent and accompany. Oh yeah, I was talking with my Fanny.
Hey, Fanny has also been on this podcast, I think.
Yeah.
His episode might drop before you. So Madden, for reference, Fanny.
Fanny is the boy, crazy artist. If you don't know my Fanny, you're sleeping. But and he was like, yeah, he saw something about Rema saying that yeah, he just accents the and emphasizes different like points in the beats as part of his like music and his lyrics, and like he uses words and cadences and like just emphasis on in his vocals that would work well with those portions of the beats as well too. So like the different rides in songs that you hear where like there's just like a weird like pad or like a guitar or something just going underneath the song, and he's just like that's all accompanying the main instrumental that's there. So as he's saying all of that in the song, I would like to hear the beat again because I'd like to know what part of the song that this portion he was singing on like is accompanying. But mm-hmm. That body they move like a python, gonna give me a yarn. I don't like that whole thing. Like, it was the perfect way to kind of not use his now vocals, just his pure vocals and the way he kind of bends his pitch as a way to transition the end of the beat into the next phase for the hook. Yes. Like, he's not just letting the instrumental do the work to set.
He's helping it, essentially.
He has the beats, it's a fucking canvas, and he's just like, oh yeah, see, they move, they go.
They move, they go.
Or it's like, oh no, it's like a riverbed, essentially, and Rema is just pouring the water like straight down.
Helping the flow go
just
along.
Just helping the flow, just cause clearing the, like, cause, like, this shit is just crazy, man. So, and the craziest song I heard, this, I think this is the latest one he has with Jazzy, that Bounce.
Oh, Bounce.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the song was when it was like, "Now do the beat jazzy." That's actually my favorite part.
No, it's like, oh yeah, that's also something that he does as well. So like, Rema is a very good artist because like, I think he's been working. We're talking about this yesterday as well too. Like, this no, overnight success doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. No.
Rema pretty much happened overnight because everyone was like, "Do maybe crazy," but for him to be able to do maybe with everything that happened around, maybe the production, the way he wrote the beats, the management and marketing and movement around it, I was like, "Oh yeah, dude! Like, you're in this game and you're here, man. You're about to take over a scene, bro." And people are going to be mad that you're taking over a scene because you're just going to come and just.
It looks like you just came from nowhere.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, who is this?
But like, you're going to smash.
First time I heard Dumebi, I actually thought it was Wizkid on this one.
Yeah. Everyone thought.
I thought it was Wizkid.
And then very quickly, he was like, he made the separation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was big too. Because everyone was like, "Oh, yeah, Wizkid number two. You're not going to be."
And then he was Rema's like, actually, "Nah,
nah, nah, nah." Nah, we ain't doing that.
And then, I mean, Wizkid started making music for people that were learning and listening to saxophone on their rooftop. So
he grew up. Wizkid has grown up. Wizkid has grown up. So everybody has just divided from that lane that they were trying to put them in. That's true. That's crazy, actually. Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting. But on the banter side of this,
her body is moving like a python. He's also taking
Rema's sex life sounds crazy, bro. What?
And you know the funny part? I feel there's part of it that feels like it probably is.
Yeah.
Because he's Rema.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's young, yes, but he has like, all that fame, all that,
you and know, and like
around him.
Like just me observing, just making an observed like a statement from
what's observations. His point water, if you're in case you hear that in the back.
It's just like
what's carried us in the bathroom.
Nah, the guy's always posting stuff shirtless.
He's so small.
He's a young boy, but like the guy is lean and he's ripped.
He's Lekpa Macho.
Is what?
Lekpa Macho.
Pamacho.
Lekpa Macho. Well, shout out to Super Sads, who also was on the Shayo by Bidiano episode for that. He came up with that term, Lekpa Macho.
Lekpa Macho, yes, that's perfect. Rema is Lekpa Macho. And it just works so well with everything that he stands for. And I think he's tall too, he looks tall.
I guess. Yeah, he seems tall.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just like, yeah, bro, you're here, and you're here to stay. Let's just, you know, just keep doing your thing and. As long as it keeps working for you, don't let anybody tell you to just try and do something else, bro. Collaborate with who you need to collaborate to do your piece because your lane
is there.
Your lane is there, bro. Nobody's entering it.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all the other, it's like, I always put him, Fireboy, and Joe Boy, like, in my head together as, like, when they all kind of, like, popped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they're actually all pretty different. Like, Fireboy and Joe Boy are a bit more similar, but even Fireboy has, like, gone out of his way to show, like, his sensual side. Or I'll have a whole, like, Fireboy episode. That's my son.
Love of my life.
The actual love of my life.
Crazy.
Is Adedamola. by his government. But, yes, yeah, Rema's sex life might be crazy. If you know him personally or if you slept with Rema, please DM. Have you heard?
Yo! If you actually get DMs, I beg, I'm
very, I will actually scream. Somebody's like, "Hi, actually, I've slept with Rema." Hmm?
What?
Okay, so the next set is literally the chorus. And I too like woman. I too like woman. Yeah, me and Nud. Would take us away. I too like woman. And I mean, I feel like that's self-explanatory. Like, we don't.
Yeah.
He really likes women.
And that me, I know they go wrong.
He doesn't
hear what.
He doesn't hear what. Doesn't.
It's mumsy. Like, you know for a fact that it is mumsy.
His mumsy told him to change his ways.
Mumsy knows. Knows the son. Mumsy, guy, like you know, like you can't. There are very few things, I think, like, if you and your mom were in each other's lives while you were growing up, that you can hide. Even if she wasn't, because, like, you came out of her. That connection day, man. So, like, truly, even sometimes before you even really know yourself, she's going to tell you certain things
about yourself.
It's crazy, man. So like this, me, I know they born like I'm 99% sure, man. That connection is like his mom. See, as Rema is in the booth, I too like woman. I too like the next thoughts. Momsi comes into the head. Me, I know they borrow. Momsi is smacking him along the face after he just brought back home another like Bashandi.
I feel like Rema was that person in secondary school, like chasing babes instead of reading his books.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably like his mom should be like, please can you not stress me?
Yeah.
Pay your school fees.
But then he was the guy that was also rapping in class. I'm trying to sing. He was rapping, but then rapping, mm-hmm. he had to act, so he decided to sing.
And his friends were giving him a beat on the table.
They were giving
him a
beat on the table. You know the vibes now. Behind class vibes, right before a French teacher walks into.
Not by specifically the French teacher.
Guy, it has to be the French teacher.
Those guys are wicked.
Guy, man. And you know his guys blasted him before he became good. They were like, this guy, your voice is terrible, man. That kind of
but
voice.
But now look at him.
Now look at him, man. He'd be talking about a lot of his friends be hating, and he's like, yeah, man, like, it makes so much sense, bro, because you were probably not good, and then he became good. And then like, no, that's what hating is. Like, if you were already good, man, niggas were already, like, from Jumper, like, oh, yeah, this guy's good.
That's true. But that's how I feel about Fanny. I've always thought Fanny was very talented.
Yeah.
Even, like, when we're all in
exactly, when we're all in school, everyone was just there. So, yeah. Like, it's not confusion about where he is right now. There's nothing that it is just, yeah. My friend just were like, oh, yeah, guys, I beg, bam, listen, because it's funny again. He's graced us again. He's going to listen. But if you all started at minus one, and some guys got to, like, 3, some guys just chilled there, you got to, like, 8.5. All of them are going to hit. Maybe the 3 of guys are 4 or 5 because they are still maybe walking up. Mm-hmm. They are going to be like, oh, yo, bro, like, what are you doing?
Let's work together.
But the minus one guys, bro.
Especially Rema, let us know if you lost friends on your journey to fame.
What interview? There was an interview I was watching him. I was talking about partially getting, saying that, like, say, some of his boys have started. I don't remember if I find it uploaded.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, baby Rams.
Rams.
He has that. There was that interview of him. He was like 18 or something, and talking about how he liked like his teacher in like, was it primary school or something?
He liked his teacher like actively.
And he was like, "Auntie, why did you flog me so sexy? If I find it, I'll send it to you."
Whoa.
And this song just, it makes sense that this is part of my concept map for Rema as a person. This all makes sense.
Whoa. Okay. Why you flog me so sexy? I hate him so much. I can imagine with those ugly ass girls just saying that. And why you flog me so
like
sexy and then smiling. Cheesing after with...
Baby Rams.
That guy is hilarious, man.
Because Rema is actually not even that young. He's probably like
21, around that. But yeah, no,
he's
like,
so cute.
Personality, A1 too. At least like from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So
no scandals yet.
True.
Okay. So Rema comes back with his signature gibberish, I guess. He says, Sakuluweko e oweko. Sakuluweko e oweko. Ikebe wame ja, ja one, ja two, ja three.
Hey, come on.
It's basically the same thing twice. Hey. What can we say there? Because does anyone know what this means? Does anyone ever know what am I talking about?
I feel like the...
Do you think this is actually language? Like, maybe just not Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo...
He might have combined a bunch in there because...
Where's Rema from? He gives me worry boy vibes.
He might be. I think he might be. But Ikebe is... Nyash.
Yes. But the Sakuluweko part...
Sakuluweko is not Yoruba. To the best of my knowledge.
I don't think that's Hausa either.
Yeah, yeah. So...
It's not Birum. Me trying to flex like I know an extra
Rema?
Language.
Where's Rema from?
Hi guys, if you know where Rema is from, please let us know.
I need this way.
Also, if you understand what he's saying, DM, have you heard?
Yo, that actually, this Sakuluweko, I'm very interested. But like, this goes back again to pretty much what's happening on the beats. there's a part in that Jai one, there's the beat breaks down a little bit, and he was just like, Jai one, Jai two, Jai two, or something, and I'm like, cool, you're like, it's a call and response thing that happens in the song a lot, and Rema knows how to use that P man really, really
it's
well.
Giving me Ayomo Wobe Wobe.
Mm-hmm.
When Olamide used to do that, that mm-hmm, year. It's mm-hmm, giving me that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a low-key thing, man. At some point in time, maybe like I'll hit you up to talk about that for once or something. I may want to do as well, to only podcast-ish type of thing. But like that as a call and response tool, that call and response tool in a vocalist, like recording artist arsenal, the ones that like know how to do it really well are the ones that you are going to find being very versatile on a lot of tracks, because all they need to do is figure out the type of track and the vibe, and then now they can just slide in and just
deliver,
call and respond with the vocals, call and respond with the previous artist that hopped on the track. Call and response with the instrumental, call and response with the previous artists that have hopped on the track. So, like, when you hear, like a hook now, like, something like, I'm deviating a little bit, so Tuesday, Drake and I Love McConaughey. I'm in love on a Tuesday, because your girl in close sheet, that's the hook. But Drake, in his verse, did the exact same melodic interplay. Squad got me, got the club going up on a Tuesday. Same P to structure his verse. Destroyed I Love is pretty much Drake's song, but like it's kind of like the same concept. Like if you have artists that now just understand that, like, yeah, man, continuity, call and respond with how you are interpreting the song as well too. Yeah, forever just going to be versatile and be able to do all of these types of things. So with Rema, every time I've heard Rema on the track now, he's doing that exact same thing. Literally, as I'm thinking now, like, this is crazy that, like, I would even fully make the connection. At the
end, until now.
As I'm thinking now to some of the songs that Rema has featured on, that's what he did. And he destroyed the song.
As
two
he
tracks,
does.
Two tracks, one shirt with the Prince.
Oh,
I'm a one shot on
the world. I hate the Prince, by the way. You guys probably already know this, but I hate his guts. I've said it on the page before, but just say I hate his guts. Okay, anyway, let's. Yeah, he was the weakest link of Who Hits. That's all I have to say.
Goodie bag was a bag.
I really liked, I think it was Johnson World.
Johnson World was good.
It was
too.
Him and Jesse Jags and Whiskey. That was a bop, that's actually a bop. I'll give him that, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. My charm,
Rama says, too many girls in my DM, Uganda to London to. Is it Benin or Benin? Like Benin Republic? Because he doesn't specify. Anyway, I pray make I no go reply them, never to be an. I feel like he said Olodo on this song, but these lyrics are not.
I'm weak.
Not me correcting the internet.
This is genius.
I think it's like lyricfind.com.
Nice.
What was I? Yes. Yeah, that's. Oh, okay. Since I did look up your picture, girl, you go finish my data.
Okay.
I believe him that there are girls in his DMs. It's Rama.
Yeah. It's Rama, yeah, no. Nah, of course there are girls in his DMs. That's not a...
It's not today.
He probably had a group is after the maybe. After track number one. Because it was a map from around it, so yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Why is he praying that he doesn't want to reply then?
He know they borrow. He's giving you his blueprint. He's giving you the answer to the questions and the problems that he faces. He likes them, but he doesn't want to like them too much. But he makes music that they like. So they like him. But
then
now he's
DMs,
like,
but he doesn't want to respond.
Because if he responds, he understands that he will just...
Okay. And then he can get in trouble. And like Davido that year, where they always leaking his picture, taking picture of him in bed.
Because like I said, Rema is a smart artist. So he knows his brand. He's selling rave and Big Yash and Booty Bouncing. I said Booty Bouncing.
Yeah, Booty Bouncing music.
That's what Rema is selling. But at the same time, he's also, at least to the best of my, like, you know, knowledge from observing his movement and his camp, not trying to get into scandals or
smart.
Have any of that around him, because you don't really need that to. Because
it distracts from like your artistry.
It distracts from your artistry. Like, you could get people talking about you, but like, what do you want people to really be talking about you? I know you for like, you can have all of your brand still like manifest through just the artistry.
And it's like, as much as I love like Two Faces music, for instance, when you say Two Face, I immediately just think of all his scandals with cheating, infidelity, children here and there, which is not great. So
the band could have gone down as top five.
He's a fool.
Arguably top five most influential, like top three maybe, like Nigerian artists ever.
Wait, just be foolish.
Don't be honest.
It's very fool.
Like, you know, so like, it makes sense now. Like, you coming into the game now, you're young chap, that's cool. You got fame quickly and early. So it's good. It's hopefully you have people in your corner and around that, like, okay, like, let's make sure that you're set. Scandal mostly free. Cause like, look at now, Burna Boy.
Recently, is he scandal free? Recently.
Recently that's
Joe Pearl, his side chick.
That was like, that's what I was going to call. Before that, for the career of one of the most successful like artists in Nigeria, was like, he kept his shit together until I guess. You fuck up at a certain point, and that's like, that's fair. Own up to your shit, do your thing, but like, you would fuck up at a certain point, and that's what happened to him. But
that someone video like, was funny as hell.
Someone like Davido has been from time now.
Yeah, because, he's like, been having scandal after scandal.
There's no one, there's no really. But Burna Boy, Mumsy's manager.
Yeah.
Mumsy's not hearing, or you're not going to fuck up this bag, bro. Like, at least we're not going to, it's not going to be scandals. Like, there's not going to be...
Oh, no, big scandals.
Exactly, yeah, it's not going to be...
Let's take, like, you... Okay, a big artist like Burna Boy having a side chick, it's not the end of the world, that kind of thing. Fine, we can manage that one. Most people have forgotten about that anyway.
Yeah,
so, do you get that kind of thing, you wash it away.
Like, it's not, like, part of... It's not going to go down as part of his legacy.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Exactly.
But if Burna Boy went and had like 6 children by 6 women, that might enter his like, branding.
Like we know that, like, coming from where we are, like, that's not part of a that's not a brand that most people like to like keep talking and like wanting to like kind of pass on and relive, as opposed to, you know, I guess like maybe the American, like, hip hop, rap scene mostly, because like, I mean, it's just it's society and it's no more the game, man. People just be having baby mamas, baby. People celebrating everybody. This nigga had like 5 babies or 7 babies with like 4 different women. I'm just like, that's just their life, because like, that's just been their life.
But I would honestly, Rema, keep you. Thing clean,
keep you clean. Bro.
It's
you can
not
go do whatever.
It's just like, don't have scandals. Like, it's not worth it, it takes away from it, takes like the focus away from your art. Look at me advising reverse.
Bro, like, as if you said, man, really...
it's like, you know, really, I'm thinking about your future branding.
That's crazy, because we're a little older, so that's the thing. So, because we're probably like a little wiser, right? So, it's like,
just a little sprinkle.
But nah, that's so funny.
Because I can't shout, if I had Rema's fame and money, who's to say I'm making stupid decisions?
Yo, man, nah, that's the thing, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, you really have to have people in check. Like, once you understand what is about to happen, or like what you're getting into. Like, you wake up one day, like, you drop a song, you wake up the next day, it has 100,000 streams from like across platforms. You're just like, okay, let me just chill for 2 more days. Next 2 days, yeah, it's 500K. I'm like, wait, okay, I need to call somebody.
It's like a balloon.
Like, it's hits, bro. Like, it's hits. And once that happens, and that's what you need to do. You need to call somebody. You need to, like, those people need to be in your ear, being like, okay, let's set you up with some liability stuff. Let's get you some promo. Let's get you some magazines. Let's get you some radio time.
I also feel like he has...
No babes. Lock your DMs. Lock your page. I'm getting your account right now. Lock your page. Don't do anything.
Because Don Jazzy... I feel like Don Jazzy has been relatively scandal-free.
Yeah.
Which is nice that Rema is, like, you know, under
his... Yeah, exactly.
I can't really think of any scandal
Don Jazzy And he's just been there. And
literally just been there.
Wasn't you as well, too? Also, Fenyan, I love this man. All my people were all just gravitating towards all the shit that we really like. And we all just talk about it in our lives right now as well. So it's great, but, like... But also just talking about how the guy's just been relevant in the scene for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, he's Don Jazzy. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like,
he's the equivalent of, like, a Swiss Beats.
Yeah. Literally, actually.
Timbaland type.
Yeah. He's our, like, Swiss Beats or Timbaland. Mm. So, I think, okay, there's just, like, two more lines that go into what we're saying, so I want to highlight them. Yes. He said, enter the room, give me your phone. Make them know, go see me for blog. So Rema has the right idea. Smart. Take the phone. Also could be like a safety thing, sha. I can't shout because if I enter the room with a man and he's like, give me your phone, I'll be like, wait a damn minute. What if you're mad? Unless you use my phone and get out of here.
But then again
Rema also has to protect himself.
Himself, yeah. Because like he has to like I think at the end of the day, like I don't know, man. It's a weird thing because you're very right. It's like, it's Rema, but I think I'm saying, like, as a babe, you're like, it's protection.
Yeah.
But and like, it's also like.
Famous, powerful men are crazy sometimes. Yeah. So it's like, which one is give me a phone?
Give me a phone. I mean, ideally, it's probably just like, there's a no phone policy maybe when you're hanging out in the crib.
Yeah.
Because I know.
No one taking, like, videos or anything.
That's a thing, in, like, when you're recording with certain artists as well, too, like, in the US. I've seen, like, certain. I can't remember, I was talking to one of my guys here who's been around in the industry. Yeah, one of my guys I actually met recently is a manager for some of these people. He's like, yeah, certain studios have gone into no phones. There are guys and whoever is coming with them, one of their bouncers, whatever, just, yeah, bro, no phones, just drop your shit right here. And they enter, you vibe out. Because...
Come on, pick up your phone.
Nobody needs to know what's happening. Because sometimes, too, they are bringing in babes there maybe to do stuff.
True.
Sometimes, like...
And also, like, you don't want someone who's, like... so excited to be in the room and then they will now go and leak part of the song or something.
Exactly,
because like, they're so hyped to be there.
Exactly, like wrong leak as well too, because that leaking piece is huge, because that's like IP.
And it's just like, okay, what are we going to do now? We let this excited person come into the room now.
That's actually like a crazy thing. Like, I didn't know how big this like leaking thing was. Like, there are songs that are never ever going to be released because they were leaked. Because like now, there's no way to get a hold of the intellectual property that is the leak by the owner.
Right.
Sometimes.
So they're just going to keep the song forever.
And it's just not going to make any money because I don't like just a word. Like there are just some leaks that are just never ever going to be released. Like just that's crazy actually thinking about like the impact of a leak.
Literally, I was like, I didn't know it was gonna be like that.
Nah, man, that's crazy. Cause this guy leaked Burna Boy's track Kilometer.
I mean, but Burna Boy was like, we gonna drop this shit anyway.
Well, yeah, we're about to. He was in, like maybe leaked like 2 days before.
Yeah, so he
and Burna Boy was like, yeah, bro, cook. That's fine.
And also, I guess it was his moment now.
Yeah, he just won.
So people will be all eyes on you. Smart.
I mean, Burna wouldn't have just allowed him if he knew, like, oh, yeah, this is also a good opportunity.
If I was just one dead guy and nothing was happening. Yeah, okay, so we're mostly done with the lyrics parts because Rema says the same thing all the time. So, what he's going to answer the question of the day, as a self-proclaimed woman rapper. A self-proclaimed person that likes women a lot.
Likes women. Different.
What's the back end work to being this person?
The back end work.
what made you this way? What does it take daily?
I hung out with a lot of them growing up. I blame the people in my life that are women rappers as well too. They will understand and hear this as well. So I'm not going to call out any names because we are not in that business. But
sir, are these like your peers? Are these adults?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But like in like elementary school, I just liked, you know me, like, we're extremely easygoing. So, like, I just like hanging out with people. And then, like, with babes, like, I just like flirting in general. Whatever flirting as a 9-10-year-old boy looks like. And people just like having sleepovers.
I like your hairstyle.
Yeah, I don't even...
Like, what does that actually look like?
Bro, it was so weird. So, primary school, like, we just... people just like having sleepovers as well. So, like, that's the problem. People just having sleepovers. And parents didn't care, like, whether it was boys or girls there as long as... Because, well, like, these guys are 9, 8, 9, 10 years old. They don't understand anything. I'm like... But starting to... Watch out.
It's like, but they kind of do, but okay.
Yes, watch out, bro. So... It'll be maybe me and one or two other guys. That's most of these sleepovers and like 10 babes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I kind of got used to just hanging around and love like babes in general. And it just kept on going. We went to school together. So, you know, like just...
just this, happened. This has been your affliction.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the thing with it is... because that was what, like, the environment, like, I was just in growing up. Now I'm just like, yeah, man, it's really just fun having, like, and hanging out with babes and having them around.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no, the romantic sexual side of things. That's just, I think I'm very, like, normal on that front. But, like, genuinely, truly, like...
Just hanging out with women.
Hanging out with babes, yeah. It's a very vibrant thing for me.
What are the pitfalls of liking women? When you see the dramatic hand gesture.
The pitfalls.
The pitfalls.
I mean, when things start getting past just platonic, then... You know, depending on each person's disposition, really. It's not, like, there's nothing else that comes into it, I think, besides how comfortable the person is with themselves, truly. Because if you can both... If you're coming into it with, like, both, like, just people who are, like, assured and comfortable with themselves, and they talk about you, kind of find it attractive or something, and something happens, and then maybe something happens for a while, and then you're like, eh, maybe not anymore. And cut it off. That can happen, right? Like, that can very easily happen. But the pitfalls, and like, that's the big downside there, is like when you now get involved with somebody that like you're just like hanging out with for a while, and then like you didn't realize that, yo, when things get post beyond platonic, man, some side of this person comes out that you ain't never seen before.
And
just
okay.
Like, oof, I don't want this. I don't think I, and then because you like now that just leads to the whole thing, because I just like you are dating others, and then like there might just be a whole situation that like unfolds from that that now just ruins that friendship and potentially whatever mutual connections that friendship had in with other people and other friends that you guys like were involved with. So but in general, like, there's a fine line too, man, because...
This is like, do you love this life? Or it's stressing you and you want to leave it behind?
I was in a relationship. And...
So why did you say it like that?
Okay, because...
As if you were not sure.
No.
Like, yes.
And no, while that was good, right? Like, it was... It was... I think I learned a lot in the relationship. Was also just... when and how it ended and the time after that, like, was just a wake-up call in me understanding that, like, yo, I've been doing something for a while. I've been, like, depending and like, not depending, but, like dating actively and just being with people for, like, long periods of time and just not, like, just truly being myself and just really figuring out people, how people actually are. Like what I want and seeing, like, just based off of how just people straight up like are and what they give me from interacting with them, you know, and like the only way you can learn that is by being in the streets. So as far as me giving up the life of just hanging out with a lot of babes, and because like I think that's part of it as well. So like, if you have a committed person, you can't be hanging out with the other sex and hanging out with like a lot of people with the other sex a lot, because regardless of how much trust or
you think,
it's still a thing. The
person will feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm. Still a thing, like, cause I know for a fact if I had a baby, she was always hanging out with male friends, and like.
I will holla for who they friendly,
yo. Especially now, like, if I see some of these niggas, I'm like, yo, that nigga kind of cute. Maureen, how long have you and Joe been friends? Where do you know Joe from?
How come? From the bowling alley. From the bowling.
What bowling alley? When do you go bowling? Can you bowl?
Oh my god.
Guy, like, just, you know the vibes now. Like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
So the only way that can happen and me just keep doing me and, you know, is if I'm single. Mm.
So you would recommend streets?
For especially now? If you're dating right now.
Brico.
Hey.
That's what I'm understanding. If you're dating someone right now, DJ Mo says you guys should break up because, first of all, we're all getting vaccinated. We're coming out of lockdown. Two. This summer is going to be intense. It's going to be crazy. What else? We're catching flights, no feelings. If you have the phones to do that, you can catch a bus or a train, depending on your budget. What's counting out things? People's bodies are banging.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
I don't know how Motika said that in itself. I was like 9 points.
I may add like 5 more points to that one. Do you see the work motherfuckers are putting? I'm sorry, you can't censor me out on that one.
Oh no, we do that here. Time. Yeah.
Do you see the work people are putting in?
It's going to be an exciting summer. Summer 2021. One for the books.
We were out yesterday on the beach, right? That's true, you know, yes. The homies out here visiting LA. And we just looked up and observed and we're just like, yo, it's Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
And people are just vibrantly out here, man. Women. My beautiful, beautiful women. Let me tell you now.
This is Mosi proving his point of liking too much.
This share situation that you guys are on for the summer with your bikinis underneath, I think God beg you. Just with caution.
With caution?
With caution. Because man's can... Man's... I've seen near accidents. I kid you.
Please don't kill me. LA babes are baddies though.
Ha!
I mean, you guys have good weather. Why would your body be baggy when the sun is shining?
Which is now an also very shameless plug back to what I was mentioning earlier at the beginning of this pod. My doors are open, hotel moats, ready for service. My hours are usually Thursday to Sunday, 11 a.m. till it choke.
11 a.m. till it choke.
So we have it. I posted this on my story before. This is a rinsed and repeated joke, but it works still.
That's funny as hell.
So,
we apologize for the ambulance. Hope everybody's okay.
That's true. Ambulance is gonna be actually, you know, in the past like 6 months, ambulances have been rocking past here. Mm, I think people are sign. Just nah, people are just tired of the house, man. That's what it is, man. Because, like, why are ambulances rocking like this?
People are sick, dying
because they're tired of the house, dying. Okay. Hopefully, not dying.
Sorry, this is let's not end this on a moving note.
Yeah, we just went. Went on the ambulance train.
Okay, we also have show in the building, just.
Hi, friends.
Oh, God. But anyway, there you have it from the mouth of a self-proclaimed, in quotes, I like woman, man. Confessions of a retired womanizer.
Confessions of a retired womanizer. Yo, I mean, make that a three-peat.
I'm finished.
Confessions of
but yes, DJ Moose has put us onto game. The solution is to be on road, because then you're doing it without hurting anyone, because you're a single man.
Mm-hmm. And like, you don't need to date. Why do you need to date? What are you getting? I mean, like,
they've relationship.
I understand the companionship, but if you really talk to some of your friends, even people are down to just hang out. Like, truly, Netflix and chill might be a thing. I've had conversations with some of the homies, and I was like, yo, I mean, if people are on trips and, you know, people are partnering up or pairing up, you know, there's a little nonsense in the air, and we're just hanging out. If you just cuddle and watch a movie and vibe out, I promise, nothing else. Should I? Oh, yeah, that's vibes now, sure. So I'm like, talk to your friends, because we don't need to be hurting people.
Yes, I love that. We don't need to be hurting people.
You know, we can vibe out and get whatever we need to do. And then
ethically.
Ethical streets. She's going to write a book. We'll be talking about this. Just watch out.
The ethical guide to the streets.
Do you know how mad, like, how quickly that she's going to sell out?
So should I write the book? Is that
do you know do how I, quickly I don't know that if she's
I have enough things
to material.
Say. I'll figure it out.
Just interview people.
How do you?
Is it very?
How like, do you stay ethical in the streets? That's what I should do.
How do you stay ethical in the streets? Get like maybe like 50 of your homies just randomly.
Communication. That's true.
And but then you have like you just have like. And maybe the episodes are now just like
honesty.
Each chapter is like an interview.
Yes.
Yeah, and then like this, and then the structure is like maybe you have.
Don't steal my idea.
Don't steal it too.
You know what? Actually, any podcast. It's been lovely having you here, Moot. Do you have anything to say before you sign out?
This was really funny for having me. Shameless plug again, because you know music is especially good approaching music and any creative pursuit as an independent is difficult. So whatever kind of avenue you get, I think you take, and I love that. So I'm on Spotify, I'm on Instagram, you can find me in my emails. Oh, I also just recently started a weekly Moots Blast. I send out playlists, some free music and some stuff I'm working on, plug some people's music and projects and stuff that they're working on as well too, collaborating with some of like my community members as well too, and some friends on the playlist. I promise you, only vibes. So tap in.
Yes, boy, thank you for being here, friend.
Gang.
When Ellie
being here, in my house,
so I'm the one that's here. We actually have to be for the airport. But yeah. As usual, follow Have You Heard on Instagram @haveyouheard_HYH. This is Elle signing out. Bye, guys.